listen, write, and speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the tape once and choose the best answer to each of the questions you hear.
I hope you all enjoyed your visit to Capitol Hill. If you look back behind you, you can get an excellent look at the Capitol building with its beautiful dome and the Statue of Freedom on top. I forgot to mention that the design for the original building was chosen by George Washington himself back in the 1790s. That building was opened in 1800, but it was burned down by the British during the War of 1812, and it had to be completely rebuilt. Well, to continue our tour, ladies and gentlemen, we're now traveling west on Madison Drive. Our next stop will be the Washington Monument, 555 feet high, and dedicated to George Washington, our first president. In the meantime, if you look out the windows on the right, we're just passing the National Gallery, which houses an extensive collection of European and American art from the 13th to the 20th centuries. By the way, this park-like area that we're traveling along is called the Mall. It extends from the Capitol to the Washington Monument. Across the Mall, on the left, is the National Air and Space Museum with exhibits on aviation history and the space age. If you have time, I highly recommend you visit the Air and Space Museum for a fascinating look at the history of air and space travel. You'll even get a chance to see a piece of rock from the moon. If you look straight ahead now, folks, you'll see the Washington Monument. The monument, an obelisk that stands 555 feet high, was finished in 1884. We'll be stopping there shortly, and those of you who wish will be able to take photographs from the observation level 500 feet up. There's an elevator to take you there, and it's free. All right, everyone, here we are. We'll be staying here approximately 20 minutes. For those of you who do take the elevator up to the top, if you look directly north, you'll be able to get an excellent view of our next stop, the White House, the home of all our presidents since the second president, John Adams. Okay, remember to take all your personal belongings as you get off the bus. We'll meet back here in 20 minutes.
Question number one. Where will the passengers stop for 20 minutes? Question number two. When was the Capitol building opened? Question number three. What are the tourists able to do when they get to the Washington Monument? Question number four. Which of the following cannot be learned from the tape? Question number five. What is the tour route? Exercise 2. Listen again and complete the chart with information about the given places of interest.
I hope you all enjoyed your visit to Capitol Hill. If you look back behind you, you can get an excellent look at the Capitol building with its beautiful dome and the Statue of Freedom on top. I forgot to mention that the design for the original building was chosen by George Washington himself back in the 1790s. That building was opened in 1800, but it was burned down by the British during the War of 1812, and it had to be completely rebuilt. Well, to continue our tour, ladies and gentlemen, we're now traveling west on Madison Drive. Our next stop will be the Washington Monument, 555 feet high, dedicated to George Washington, our first president. In the meantime, if you look out the windows on the right, we're just passing the National Gallery, which houses an extensive collection of European and American art from the 13th to the 20th centuries. By the way, this park-like area that we're traveling along is called the Mall. It extends from the Capitol to the Washington Monument. Across the Mall, on the left, is the National Air and Space Museum with exhibits on aviation history and the space age. If you have time, I highly recommend you visit the Air and Space Museum for a fascinating look at the history of air and space travel. You'll even get a chance to see a piece of rock from the moon. If you look straight ahead now, folks, you'll see the Washington Monument. The monument, an obelisk that stands 555 feet high, was finished in 1884. We'll be stopping there shortly, and those of you who wish will be able to take photographs from the observation level 500 feet up. There's an elevator to take you there, and it's free. All right, everyone, here we are. We'll be staying here approximately 20 minutes. For those of you who do take the elevator up to the top, if you look directly north, you'll be able to get an excellent view of our next stop, the White House, the home of all our presidents since the second president, John Adams. Okay, remember to take all your personal belongings as you get off the bus. We'll meet back here in 20 minutes.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Listen to the song 500 Miles and sing along. Once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
The Library of Congress is the National Library of the United States. It was founded in 1800 to serve the needs of the congressman. Today, the Library of Congress contains books, articles, and documents on every subject imaginable, in addition to congressional records. Besides senators, congressmen, and other government officials, it serves libraries, researchers, artists, and scientists throughout the country and the world. The Library of Congress is one of the largest libraries in the world. It has a collection of 74 million items, which are housed in three buildings. The library is open to the public, but not everyone has borrowing privileges. Magazines, manuscripts, maps, music, newspapers, and photographs fill the stacks. the bookshelves stretch for 350 miles. Of the 18 million books, more than half are in languages other than English. The main reading room is a great hall with marble pillars. It is the center of activity in the library. There is a computer catalog center with 6 terminals for quick access to information. For greater speed and efficiency, the library has installed an electric book carrying system that carries books from one building to another in only a few seconds. The Library of Congress also offers a wide variety of cultural programs. For example, it sponsors chamber music concerts, poetry festivals, lectures, and readings. The Library of Congress is always expanding to meet the needs of the modern world.
Question number one. What was the original purpose of building the Library of Congress? Question number two. How many books does the speaker say the library has? Question number three. Which of the following is not mentioned about the main reading room? Question number four. Which group of cultural programs does the library offer, according to the passage? Question number five. What can we learn about the Library of Congress? This is the end of Lesson 4.